Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
Jim, you'll be happy to know that I finally got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows and nuts. I won't lie, Jim. It's been a rocky road.
Oh, my God. So you got a joke. And that's how we finish the show with a joke. So let's go with one.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
My friend Joe went on a Dolly Parton diet, Jim.
Oh, right.
It made Jolene.
What the hell?
Jolene. Oh, my God. Rabs, good luck, Rabs. Good luck today, Rabs. Jolene.
Fat. You know that's crap.
No, no.
You know you do.
It's a dad joke.
Just admit, you know that one's rubbish, don't you?
No.
I'm giving it to you.
Oh, right there.
You couldn't even say the word, could you? You just went.
It was actually a good joke.
No, it wasn't. Look at him. He's even acknowledging it was crap.
Actually, it's been rescinded.
Oh, that's it, Robert. That's what it deserves.
That's a half.
Old Jolene.
Jolene. That's better, Rabbi. Oh, Jim's behind the counter, is he?
Even you knew that was crap, didn't you?
No, both good.
Not neither.
Rocky Road, Jolene. There's two.
Jolene.
Just for the kids out there who've never heard this song.
Never heard Dolly.
And look up Dolly Parton.
Oh, really?
She's had her knockers Jolene, over the years, but she's a bloody Jolene, good singer.
Jolene. Why didn't you go with that? That's actually decent. Don't take him just because you can.
My girlfriend, Jim,
yes,
wants me to choose between her and my obsession of becoming a news anchor. More of this after the break.
Bill, can I ask you a question?
It was well delivered.
Where are you getting this shit?
More of this.
Like where are you getting them?
I'm getting them from Rosemary.
Where? Oh,
so that was good.
So Hose doesn't only find your rappies and your five at five, she also now finds your joke.
Well,
you do anything yourself.
We share it. We come get together.
Shut up, Reg.
More of this after the break. What do you do when you...
No, I like it.
Yeah, oh, Rapsy, well done. What do you got to do now when you all get things together and you work through it?
Collaborate? The team,
that's it. That's the word.
I don't think there's any of that happening.
Collaboration.
I think Rose is just doing it all.
Whitney, Hose... It's Onion always out the back door at this stage. What is time? Why?
Taking up the whole glass
exactly.
With his head.
Beers. And Rabsy, we all get together and we collaborate.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Sandra Sulling. Welcome to Ten's Lake News.
Okay. More of this after the break.
Look at the head he gets on and the lean forward.
I asked my New Zealand mate, Jim, my old New Zealand mate, old bro, I said to count the number of women he has slept with.
Yes.
After about a minute, he was asleep. Jim, he was counting sheep.
When it's a good joke, you don't have to explain it.
Well, you looked at me with that stupid, dumb look. Like Bill, fat, that was no good.
That's not a bad joke. And then you went and explained it. Just let it sit with the audience.
Shut up, prize doctors, Clark.
So you were saying he was bowling sheep?
Yeah, mate. Oh. One man, two man. Oh.
You should be shearing that sheep.
I'm not shearing it with anyone.
He's cramping.
No, no, I couldn't get out of the seat.
Oh, no.
Should have told this one yesterday, Jim.
Right.
Bono and The Edge walk into a bar and the bartender says, not you two again.
Oh.
That's a nice start.
Right, so it's
Bono's birthday, Jim, yesterday.
See, but you got the joke.
Yeah, that's right.
Hard to come.
Topical.
Right. I hit it, Rabs, yep.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Legends making legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au.
Little story about you two, but now the joke.
That was a prawn cocktail.
Yeah, right, okay.
With that nice sauce. What's the sauce called?
Thousand Island?
Tartier.
I don't know.
No, it's Thousand Island. Well done. Bit of lettuce.
Seafood sauce.
Seafood sauce.
Here we go.
I took my son out for his first pint, Jim.
Hmm. Slaps?
got him a Foster's.
Right.
He didn't like it. So I had it. Then I got him a Carlsberg. He didn't like that either. Then I thought, oh, well, let's have a go at the Guinness. Didn't like that. A cider. Nah. By the time we got down to the whiskey, I could hardly push the pram, Jim.
Oh, no. Come on,
Jim. Come didn't on, like anything.
I think it's not a props that you're trying to force alcohol on someone in a pram.
Well, he didn't like anything. Didn't no, like no, the I Foster's, get the Carlsberg, look at the Guinness, look, the cider, Jim.
Look at the looks through the glass. How disappointed our staff are.
What's wrong with them? What's wrong with them?
Nothing's wrong with
couldn't
him.
Push the pram.
They just know how in a props that line of joke is. So where's Rabbit?
Nah, that's good.
Oh, well done, Red. I think that's... You, I've got to get back over that side of the desk. I've got to retake control.
That's funny.
Yeah, well done. That's good.
It'll what be what told again do. Around the
I've
dinner
got
table.
To get back over there.
No. You liked it.
Especially on my birthday.
Yeah.
I expected better than that.
No. Did you get your present? They weren't old enough to drop. That was good.
Actually, you got it. All right, I've got the present. There we go. There we are.
How's that wrapped up?
You re-wrapped it.
Legends Making Legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au. Billy, won't you
tell a joke now? Oh, nah. Because you're not funny, man. Grow up. At least not on
purpose. Oh! Went to the Orong Hotel last night, Jim, dressed as a tennis ball.
Did you?
Got served straight away.
So that's not only is that not funny, but it's not fruity either. Like it's not.
No,
he's looking around at Jason. Jason's giving him nothing.
It's not even risque.
No, it's an entree.
Right.
What do you actually have before an entree?
I hope. I don't know what that is.
An hors d'oeuvre?
An hors d'oeuvre or a nut. A nut out of a bowl. That's what that is.
A potato chip.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Right. Something decent here.
Right.
With some fruit.
With some fruit. A little bit of fruit. I might have told it before, Jim, but it's Friday Fruities flashbacks.
Right.
An old man is on his deathbed, Jim. Yes. He's about to die, poor old bastard.
That'd be on your deathbed, yep.
He takes his wife's hand and asks, honey, I must know before I die, have you ever been unfaithful to me in our years of marriage? Jim, shut up, go with it. A tear spills down his cheek, even her cheek too. Yes, Herman. I have been unfaithful 3 times in all of our marriage. 3 times.
Oh,
please, the details. Well, remember back in 72 when you needed that job to get the family started? I slept with the boss. You got the job. Righto. Not so bad, I suppose. At least it was a good cause. Mm-hmm. Remember in 1987, when you needed that big bank loan to start your business? Well, I slept with the bank manager and he gave you the loan. Not too bad, Jim. A long marriage, yeah.
Yep.
That's not so bad, says Herman. At least it was for a good cause. And remember in 2001 when you were running for the president of the Shady Hills Country Club and you needed 32 votes to win.
Oh, no. Oh, fat. I wouldn't have thought the third one's okay.
Needed 32 votes to win, Jim.
I wouldn't have thought the third one's passing. Poor old Herman.
Poor old Herman. Herman died.
Yeah, that makes 34 total.
Oh, is that 34? Five for five! Well done, Fat!
No.
I'm the Fat and that's a Vat.
Oh, my God. He's turned Italian.
I'm the Fatter and that's the Datter.
Oh, my God. We need the weekend.
We do, Jim.
Hallelujah. That'll do ya. You are the king of the divan. Quel
mérite en passant. Woo! For even more of Billy's jokes
and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour,
download the Listener app now.